Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we are very happy to be on the air with you today, and we hope that everybody's having a great day. I know most of you are either on your way or at your destination since tomorrow is Turkey Day, so a lot of people have taken off. And it's also one of the reasons that we're actually doing the show, or the show that has that, why the show has the title that it has today. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every day I get to experience all different types of people from all different walks of life and from all different countries and cultures. And Turkey Day is one day that seems to be kind of universal with most of the people that I run into, especially here in the United States. And it's, of course, a very great time for people to get together and bond and for families to reunite and do things of that nature. However, I know that all of us are supposed to be thankful as we go to other people's houses and eat their food and drink their wine and be merry and all of that stuff, you know, and that this is the holiday or the big holiday before those of us that believe and celebrate Christmas get into the Christmas spirit, so to speak. So this is kind of a prerequisite for us to get to that next level. As the seasons, you know, after you have spring comes summer, after summer comes fall, and after fall comes winter. But Thanksgiving is mostly the symbolization of being thankful. And I think a lot of us actually miss the point. We misunderstand the reason that we're having Thanksgiving and the reasons that, you know, Thanksgiving was started. First off, you know, we all talk about Thanksgiving starting back with the Pilgrims. You know, we have our traditional turkey and all of those other different things that we have, you know, cakes and puddings and turkey and yams and ham and, you know, all of these other fixings that we put in. But the interesting thing is, and again, I know that most of you probably already know this, but in actuality, the first Thanksgiving, they had shrimp and they had fish and they had a whole lot of seafood, and a lot of the cakes and pies and things like that weren't available. Why? Because they didn't have the sugar and they didn't have all these other things. But the spirit of Thanksgiving is one that I think we should all embody, whether we eat turkey or whether we don't eat turkey. But we all have a reason to be thankful. So my question today, and the reason that we started today's show, is Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? And are you thankful? Because I think many of us are not thankful. I think many of us are selfish, self-centered, not really thinking about our fellow man or our fellow human being on any level. That most of us are thinking about things that have nothing to do with charity and giving and all of those things. And that most of those things, that even though they're brought up and even though they're things that supposedly we're supposed to take in mind, the things that we only think about at the end. We don't think about them at the beginning. We don't think about them when we should be thinking about them, and not even in the ways that we should be thinking about them. So today's show is kind of a point the finger at those of us and to make some of us think about some of the things we do, some of the actions we take, and some of the ways that we conduct ourselves. First off, everybody is responsible for themselves. Nobody is responsible for you but you. Your actions are totally your actions. The miseries that you cause are the miseries that you cause. Also, some of the miseries that you experience are the miseries that you cause. Why? Because you put yourself in the position to be subject to those miseries. However, again, that's not really what I want to talk about either. What I want to talk about is, what are you thankful for? And again, are you really thankful? I think all of us should be happy that we're alive, that we're here, that we're breathing at this time, and that we have the opportunity to live in the world that we live in. Because imagine some of you, if you were to have lived, let's say, 200 years ago, you wouldn't have survived, okay? Your attitudes would be totally different. Your way of looking at the world would be totally different. And a lot of you that have heart probably wouldn't even have any heart. Why? Because somebody would have taken that heart from you long ago. Somebody would have snatched you up and let you know that that's not the way we operate and that's not the way things happen. However, somebody suffered some slings and some arrows and a few other things so that you can have the opportunity that you have now. And in some cases, just the opportunity to complain. Because many of us, especially those of us of color and things like that, we really weren't given the option to really complain, you know, 100 plus years ago. You could complain, but you complain in silence. Now, mind you, a lot of you kind of do that now. You don't let your supervisor know what your problem is. You just kind of complain to everybody about it and try to bring as many people down as you possibly can as you go through your day-to-day life. When I was younger, what we used to call that was a punk. But anyway, we're going to leave that alone, and I don't mean this in any type of a sexual term. I mean the fact that you just don't have any heart. Because then I find that most people don't have any heart. Most people talk a good game but follow it up with zero plus zero plus negative zero action. But they complain like nobody's business. Everybody wants to talk about the fact that they can fight and they can kick somebody's butt. But if you talk to the average person, they've never had a fight. Which, again, was another thing I thought that was very interesting. When I started talking with some of the people who I train just in the martial arts, and they would be kind enough to share with me that they've never had a fight in their lives. And I'm talking about men, women, and children. Which is interesting. It's very interesting. I always thought that everybody had had a fight in their life. But like I try to explain to some of my students, if you've never had a fight, you're a better martial artist than me. Because the ultimate martial art is not having to pick your fist up to defend yourself and not having to resort to fisticuffs to take care of a situation. So, again, that's commendable. But anyway, each and every one of us have a reason to be happy. Each and every one of us have a reason to be thankful. And it shouldn't take a Thanksgiving Day or a Christmas Day or any of those things for you to acknowledge and also to share the fact that you're thankful for the things that have happened to you in your life and you're thankful for the experiences and the fact that you were given that experience. Each of us started off as what? A sperm and an egg. All right, and as a sperm and an egg, we were all fighting for position. We were fighting as the sperm to get to that egg. Why? Because we wanted to be born. Now, like birds that fly south for the winter, we didn't really have a mental mindset of that. That was something that was wired into us. It wasn't until that egg and that sperm got together that a person was born. And then once that person was born, that natural instinct to get to the egg or that natural instinct to survive on that level, that grew. That developed into what we know today. And we still have a survival instinct. We still have a flight or fear instinct when we run into certain things or when we're confronted with different things in our lifetime. However, again, we learn, we grow, and we develop. So it's kind of different. It's a bit of a change. But to be thankful, everybody, please know and understand that if you're hearing the sound of my voice, be thankful that you have ears. Please know and listen. If you can speak with your mouth, be happy and be thankful that you can communicate. If your health is in good health, if you're in good health, be thankful and be, again, happy that you have the opportunity to be able to do those things. If you can walk, if you can talk, understand that each and one of us is gifted, each one of us is blessed, and each one of us has been given some great and wonderful things, in some cases some very amazing things. You know, you guys have heard me say on many occasions there will never be another you, that there is only one you and you are unique. There is never going to be another person like you ever on earth. Doesn't even matter if you're an identical twin. You and your identical twin only share a face that looks similar. Your DNA, for the most part, is somewhat different. Your personalities are different. Your likes and dislikes are different. Your preferences are different. Even if you were born in the same household with the same mother and father and went to the same school and had the same teachers, the way you see life and the way that you handle life and deal with life are totally different because you are an individual. That's something to be thankful for. If you were able to get into a car today and drive to somebody's house, or yesterday, if you're going to be blessed with the opportunity that someone is going to let you enter their home and break bread with them, not just for Thanksgiving, but for the fact that you have friends and associates. If you're not locked up in some jail someplace, all right, trying to pay back restitution for something that you've done or been accused of doing, you need to be thankful. Also, if you're in an institution right now, if you're locked up, all right, and behind bars, you ought to be thankful that you're alive and that you're at least able to come out and hopefully make a positive movement in the sense of creating a life worth living once you've come out. And understand that today is your opportunity to prove that you're worthy to be on this earth. And I'm not saying worthy to stand in front of your fellow man and say anything. I'm talking about worthy in the sense that you're able to be on this earth, that you're living in this time at this date, and that you have the ability to still fulfill and make all of your dreams and all of your desires come true. Because it's just the point of you actually taking the initiative and doing whatever is necessary to bring that reality to light. Each and every one of us is given an opportunity, and that opportunity is to make the best of whatever is presented in front of us and understand that if we want better things to happen, then we need to do other things so that we can get better things in our lives. Understand that if you keep running around with the same knuckleheads that got you in trouble, your chances of getting in trouble again are excellent. They are superior. They are on top of the world. Why? Because if you continue repeating the same things that have failed for you in the past, you're not going to go to the positives in the future. Why is that? Because if it failed you at level one, it's probably going to fail you at level two, especially if you're trying to apply the same things and expecting a different action. Definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop doing the same things. If we expect to get a different result, we need to do some different things, unless those things have brought you success in the past. And for a lot of people, that is not the case. Most things have not brought you a lot of success in the past, and that's why you're in the position that you're in today. You know, I was talking with a young lady today on the phone, and she was explaining to me how she's still looking for the right person, the right man. And, you know, that's pretty admirable. But I thought it was quite interesting because there is no right person, so to speak. You make that person the right person. You have a lot to do with whether you're going to be happy or whether you're going to be sad, whether you're going to be miserable or whether you're not going to be miserable. Whether you're going to find happiness and fulfillment or it's going to elude you until the day that you pass, and then after that, I guess it really doesn't matter because you pass. Most things, again, ladies and gentlemen, are a state of mind. And each day we have to realize that we need to guard our minds. We need to guard our personalities. We need to guard ourselves from the people that we let into our worlds, to the people that we let have access to something that we have that is very limited, and that's time. I also had a person tell me that time is not limited. They basically were telling me that time is infinite. Infinite. And time is infinite. However, the time that we have on this planet is not. So it's going to be interesting when I do have my next conversation with this person so that they can explain to me exactly what they meant about the fact that time is not limited. I'm assuming that it's going to be on the lines of what I just said, but you never know. Weirder things have happened, and people have told me some things in my life that have just totally made me say, okay. But such is life. Ladies and gentlemen, again, your world is your world, and it's also what you make of it. If you're willing to do the things necessary to move you from A to B, then guess what? You're going to get from A to B. But if you're not willing to do the things necessary to move you forward, if you're not willing to take action and responsibility for what goes on in your life and what goes on around you, you're going to constantly experience disappointment. You're going to constantly experience pain. You're going to constantly experience things that just aren't going to work out for you. But they're not going to not work out for you because you're not lucky. They're not going to not work out for you because you're not the chosen one, or you don't have a lucky silver spoon in your mouth, or, you know, you don't know the right people. Things aren't going to work out for you because you're not willing to do what's necessary to get you where you need to get. Your things aren't going to work out for you because you're not willing to take charge of your life and to do the things necessary to move you from A to B. That's why you're not going to find the success that you're looking for. That's why you're not going to find the joy and the happiness that maybe do you. However, if you're willing to do those things, again, it may not come today. It may not come tomorrow. However, it will come. But you've got to be willing to do what's necessary to make it come. And that takes some action on your part, some positive action on your part, some you getting up off your butt and doing the things that you need to do so that your life will move forward. Understand that it's all up to you. And if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. If you don't start putting things in place to get you where you need to get and to help you succeed at the things you need to succeed in, then guess what? You're never going to find those joys and those happinesses that you say you want. And if you really want them, in all honesty, are you going to do what you need to do? When you're hungry, here's a really quick question. When you're hungry, what do? You eat. All right? If you're not hungry, you don't eat. If you don't eat, what ends up happening? You must not be hungry, or either that or you're trying to kill yourself. Hopefully nobody's trying to kill themselves. But life, like I've said on many occasions, is really not that difficult. It's a series of you doing the things that you need to do so that you can live the life that you need to live. Again, if you're willing to do what's necessary, then you'll get the things that you want to get. So, ladies and gentlemen, we all need to get up off our tails and do what we need to do. We all need to get up off of our tails and understand that every day you should wake up happy, every day you should wake up full, fulfilled, and every day you should understand that you want to take another moment in your life to start moving closer to finding the success that you say you want, finding the success that you say you deserve, finding the success and the fulfillment that is due you if you're willing to do what's necessary to get you there. It doesn't take rocket science, but it does take effort, and that effort needs to come from you, because if it doesn't come from you, it really doesn't count. You know, if it doesn't come from you, then who's it going to come from? Nobody's standing there waiting to give you the world. You need to take the world. The door to opportunity sometimes has to be kicked down, and sometimes you're the person that needs to kick that door down. The door to success sometimes needs to be opened, and it needs to be opened by you. Don't wait for somebody else to open it up for you. You may be waiting a very, very long time, and I don't think that you really want to wait such a long time for that particular thing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, chances go round. Life is full of adventure, and life is full of great and beautiful things. What are you willing to do to get you where you need to be? What are you willing to do to experience the happiness and the joy and the fulfillment that you say you want to feel? In my last show, I covered a series of different things that I said you need to put in place to find success and to find fulfillment in your life. Well, again, I can't do them for you. You have to do them for yourself. Now, I'm going to go over all of these points really quickly. And these points, again, are to guide you in the direction that you need to get, and also to let you know that you need to be happy. Wake up in the morning with a smile on your face and carry that smile through. When you answer the phone with a smile and be happy. Understand that little things matter. Understand that knowing what to do and not doing it is not going to get you where you want to be. Knowing what to do is not the same thing as doing it. The ripple effect will take part of your life. If you start off in a negative, your ripple will be negative all the way through. But if you start off in a positive and maintain that positive, then positive will probably be the end result. Make the right choices at the right moment. Stop waiting for life to hand you something and take it by the horns and handle it. If you want success, you need to know what success means to you. Success means something different to everybody. Happiness means something different to everybody. If everybody's belief of success and happiness is different, then guess what? Each person is going to maybe have to take a different approach to find that success and that happiness. However, again, that success and happiness is up to you. That action is something you need to put in place and you need to start working on. And that work is every day. Attitude is everything. That's back to that smile. If you come in happy and you try to leave happy, then there's a good chance that you'll do it. But if you come in negative and you try to leave happy, there's a good chance you're not going to come and do it happy. Why? Because you've already put that negative realm or mindset in. Your philosophy is your key. How you believe and perceive life as being real is real, and it's real to you. Whether it's real to me is irrelevant. It's real to you. And if it's real to you, then there's nobody on earth that can change that but you. You have to do what's necessary to make that change become a reality. You need to do what's necessary to move your life forward so that you can experience the things that you need to experience. All right? How you view yourself creates your life. If you don't think you're worthy, people, you'll never be worthy. If you think you're worthy, you will be worthy. All right? What you think matters, and it matters to the most important person in your life, and that's you. Stop throwing out negatives when it's all positive. Stop making up stuff. Stop making life this nightmare when it doesn't have to be this nightmare. Understand that your life is under your control, and do the things that you need to do to move yourself forward and move your career forward and move the things that you want to move forward. All right? Think about it. What's your philosophy? What do you feel is the way things should go? And then reevaluate that. And then find some people that you believe in, you trust, and you think that can give you some good information, and then follow those people and let them help you to reach your goals. I'm not talking about yes men. I'm talking about people that you actually have respect for, people that you see that have gotten where you want to get, and people that you admire and look up to. If you don't admire and look up to them, then you probably don't want their advice. But if you do admire and look up to them, then maybe those are the people that you should bring into your circle and share information with. All right? Use the moment. All right? Your circumstances are not you. Your circumstances are just what's happened to you. How you decide to handle that is you. All right? You can't control what happens to you. You only can react to them. So don't put yourself in a position where you need to react to something negative. Put yourself in a position where you can react positively, where you can take charge of your life and move on and do the things that you need to do. Stop blaming yourself and take back your power. All right? Something went wrong. Something went wrong. It just went wrong. Sometimes it's not within our control. Somebody else did something, and we are just part of the cause and effect of what happened. But don't stew on that. Move to the next thing. Understand that someday never comes. Someday is a day that's in the future, and the future isn't here. It's not a now. It doesn't exist until it happens. When the future exists, it's because it's the now. So we need to act in the now and act accordingly. All right? Think about the past. Think about it, the past or the future. You need to think about the present. Neither one of them is going to do you any good. The only thing that's going to help you is the future. You learn from the past, and hopefully you make your corrections so that in the future you do the right things. All right? The first step looks harder than it is. The first step always looks harder than it is, but opportunity is there, and what you do put your life in order and to move yourself forward will get you where you want to be. But you need to take that first step. There is no such thing as a lucky break. There really isn't, ladies and gentlemen. And understand, those people that do wrong, eventually they get their up and comings. It may not be your call to bring that to light. However, know that it's going to come, and don't help them to succeed or to continue to do their negativity. All right? It's not your job. All right? Make your steps as small as you can so that you get where you need to get. If you take a micro step, are you still moving forward? Yes, and that's the whole point, to move forward, to find success and to get where you want to get. The second step is just as important as the first step. It is, and each step is going to get you a little closer, but you need to initiate that action. You need to do what's necessary to get you where you need to get, and you need to move yourself forward one step at a time, understanding that each step is going to get you closer to your ultimate goal. Each step is going to get you closer to where you want to be and how you want to be there. Understand, too, that your circumstances are basically a combination of your actions. Your past actions are what have you where you are today. So if you want to change what's happened to you, then you need to change your response. You need to do what's necessary to get you where you want to be, if you truly want to be there. All right? And remember, you need to think about it. Power is in those small steps. Those small steps are going to get you where you need to get. So again, what are you happy about? You should be happy that you got up this morning. You should be happy that you have friends and family. You should be happy that you're breathing. You should be happy that you're being given another opportunity to make the best of your world and to have a happy and fulfilling life. And in order to do that, you need to take action and understand that if you don't take action, it's not going to happen. You're going to continue to be miserable. You're going to continue to get the negative responses or the negative results that you've been getting because you're not taking any positive action to change that. But that's on you. That's your call. Again, it's not my job or my purpose. My particular goal here is just to share something with you and to hope that you'll find something of value from it and move forward into your life and succeed at the things that you need to succeed at as you move forward in your life to try to bring those things to light. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you're having a great, fantastic week and weekend for those of you that are taking the extra long weekend and you've got that Thursday and are also taking that Friday off. But make your dreams come true, all right? One, picture that particular success vividly. Step two, look at each and every day, how to get the most out of each and every day. Step three, start with a plan. Step four, don't quit on yourself. Keep your faith and understand that the things you do are going to give you the results that you want, but it's the things that you do. If you don't want good results, then you're not going to do the things that are going to put you in the position to receive what could be offered to you, but understand that you must take action. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for your time, your patience, and all of the above. And please understand that today is now. The things that you do will help you. Failure is part of success. Little things matter. Attitude is everything. You must use movement. All right? All right? Everything that you start with small steps. There's no such thing as failure. Habits are power, and you must create positive habits, and in turn you'll have positive reaction, and you're always learning, and we understand that you can make your dreams come true. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and have a great and wonderful day, week, month, year, and life. Take care and be well. This is Zurian. Take care.